Welcome to Secrets of Hagheim. Last time our party had just struck a deal with some undead lady. Thank you for listening, and enjoy the episode.
Alright, so there we are, in the catacombs of the Cold Gloom Manor. We begin to actually start exploring further in past the travel. There's some more hand hurting. Boltier decides to drop his poison veil. Asher cuts the zombie's hand off. Ochim gets his spider back. The zombie tries to put his arm back on, and he just leaves us alone because he's pretty chill and whatever. So then we decide to leave the room, and as we leave the room, Annie's entire skeleton leaves his body for some reason. Everyone kind of expecting the behavior, just kind of, all right, whatever, and walks past him. Ochim, myself, Allie,
hold on.
Go ahead. That's all right.
What would be a good way to describe what the party saw of Annie?
When he shut out his femur!
Yeah.
Ochim, Allie, and Annie all carry Annie's steel skeleton amongst the three of them. The rest of the party moves into the next room. In the next room, there's, I believe it was a skeleton, just kind of banging away on the wall with a pickaxe. No one really paid him any mind, and him, us, neither, nor either. Some more rooms were checked. Lutric hurt his hand. No, he didn't. He grabbed the door precariously in a way that it would not stab his hand. Bolty pressed on into the next room. He saw something scary. Red eyes in the darkness. He then shouted that he saw something scary. Then he was prompted by the scary thing, which was a female. She's like, "What you doing here?" To which the party responded, "Oh, you know, we're looking for some missing people that just happen to be related to one of our party members." But she did not believe the party. And she seemed to be getting ready to do something ominous and hostile. Then someone shouted out that Mortimer Coldgloom had given us permission to be here. And she decided very haphazardly to agree to work with the party. Told the party a bunch of information about Esmeralda, introduced herself as lady that has a name.
Was it Carlotta or Carletta?
Gloretta.
I was saying...
Gloretta Storm Smasher. Star...
That
Breaker.
Is literally whenever you don't remember an NPC's last name. Star Smasher.
I said Storm Smasher at the beginning because I know I go with Star Smasher. Also, this is coming from the person that's like, "Oh yeah, that's pretty cool, so what about this? Oh, that's pretty cool, so what about this?"
Gloretta Dirgeblaze.
Ah, yes. Gloretta Dirgeblaze. Dirgeblaze.
Lieutenant Dan.
Anyway, she talked to the party, was telling us about Esmeralda, asked if that we would help her. We learned that all the undead down here were the previous servants of the Cold Gloom family. Annie's like, "It's time for a chat with Tara and I." He sits down and he prays, and then he communes. Then there's a field of clovers that appears all around him in a small space. Turnai appears, and they openly start talking to each other as we are all able to hear them. Annie's boon gets a level up. Annie's pretty excited about it. It comes at the cost of his life force. And time. He gets up and he comes on over, and he's talking to everybody, and he's like, "I guess I could try to pick that lock over there that is the family tomb that has definitely Jonathan and Brenna? Bren. Names are hard." We found that out because Boltier spoke to his ghost friend, who also has a name. He went in, he comes out, and he's like, "Yeah, no, definitely.
What's the ghost friend's name?"
It's pretty cool. I actually have it written down somewhere. You have to take my word for it, because I'm not finding it. It is...
Pristoff.
No.
No, that was the old one.
I remember
my old friend.
Pristoff 2. Pristoff Harder.
Pristoff Harder.
I know he's a good Yankee.
Too fast, too Pristoff.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
Iron did say it. A Cordan.
Cordan comes out and he's like, yeah, no, they're in there. So then we go over to the family too.
Not even close to what Cordan says.
A Cordan was like, why would I do that? How would I know who's in there? And then she's like, yeah, they're probably in there. And then Cordan's like, see, you didn't even need me. And then I was like, I'm sorry, Cordan.
It was, go into the tomb and look for people who shouldn't be there. How am I supposed to know who's not supposed to be there?
Annie, with some aid from the party, has an incredible time picking the lock, which is very impressive. There are no traps or anything that got sprung. Turn the tumblers. We entered in, and then Lutric's like, I'm gonna find my family, which makes sense. And he's like, I'm gonna call for Esmeralda. Esmeralda, show yourself! Which makes sense also, because he said he was gonna break the curse. So then the room starts filling up with mist, and it gets really spooky. Esmeralda starts, like, grinding her claws on Voltier's back, deciding that she might want to take this plaything.
To make a puppy.
Something bit me.
Annie goes out from the party and speaks to Esmeralda. Then he's like, let me cast a spell on you, it'll make everything better. And she's like, yeah, I've heard that one before. And he's like, no, but I mean it. And she was like, well, let me cast a spell on you. And he's like, that's totally fair, but let me do mine first. And she's like, that's not how this works. I'm holding all the leverage. And he's like, all right, fine. You know what? I'm going to trust you. You stared at me while I slept. Let's do this. And then she did. And there's a lot of crazy things. Seraphin War is who Annie saw. They started taking him through all of his kills. It all came down to if he wanted redemption or to live with his consequences. He really thought about it hard for a while. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to choose live with my redemption.
So no, then it was, he did the redemption. I'm going to choose live with my consequences. Kind of what I've been doing. Fuck it. I'll seek redemption.
Then all the kills put their hands on his throat and start closing. It hurts a little bit, but then they say they forgive him at the last second. And then he falls to the ground.
Okay.
And that's where we ended the session.
I transformed. I became a beautiful butterfly.
Yeah, he became a scourged Azamar. Scourge.
He really liked getting choked.
So my ancestral chains were unbound.
And all of his crimes against humanity and brain madness and being fucked with all got to go away. Clean slate.
It's what we call a hard humanity. It's just not.
It's
because the ghosts are.
We called a hard reset. She turned him off and turned him.
Turn me back on again.
Well,
damn, ghost lady, you sexy.
You all will find yourselves again inside of the family tomb. Mist still hanging heavy in the air, and in this place of rest. You all watched as Annie's wings of fire came out of his back, a halo of red flame over his head, his hair changed color, and him drop to his knees. Annie, in this moment, it's almost as if everything stops. The swirling mists come to, well, stop. You don't hear your companions, you don't see Esmeralda moving. But you do hear a slow clap, slowly becoming louder and louder until, poof, coming into view, you can see what appears like a wood elven gentleman, curly red hair, vibrant green eyes, clad in different shades of green, crouching in front of you with a big ear-to-ear smile. You did it.
Did what?
You broke your chains of the past. You changed. You just completed an immense miracle. as he's going to move in closer, his hands just cupping the sides of your face, and he's going to shake you slightly back and forth. You did it.
You are God now?
No, but I'm fairly close. A lot closer than previously. Close enough where I can do something like this. And you're going to watch his eyes flash with a deep emerald green. Annie, the clothes you have currently on will change. You will be now wearing a intricately set tunic of black and green with a hood with the motif of leaves. You have an intricate and well-crafted gray leather backpack, or as some people might know it, a bag of holding. You're going to watch as Tempest's blade extends. It is now a short sword, and the claw ring on your finger is going to morph, fall from your hand, and you will see what appears like a small molten glass dagger before you. Underneath this new set of clothes you have, you will also have on a impeccably designed chain shirt, which for the mechanics of it, a chain shirt is light armor. It is the best version of light armor you can get, 13 plus dex. On your, on the front of your tunic, again, you will have your blade pin. And before you, as impeccable as it was the day you were given it by Leonora, you have your hurdy-gurdy. He's going to smile. He's going to give you a slight slap on the cheek, and then he's going to lean in and say, "For this, I take from you calamity." And he will disappear, and time will resume. For you, the rest of the party, momentarily you got to see Annie as he was. A new shift and change, from fallen to scourge, but then in a blink of an eye, a split second later, the clothes he is wearing, utterly different.
Cool.
Whoa.
I will get up. Thank you. And I suppose now it's my turn, as I will put my hand on Esmeralda and I will spend half of my hit dice to cast Remove Curse using my boon.
Got it. You all watch Annie's hand flash a deep emerald green, and throughout the air you'll hear what sounds like motion of vines growing through earth, the shifting of dirt. And you will watch as Annie, you especially, being so close, she reels for a moment, pulled back. Her hands go to her face. She seems confused, dazed at first. Then, blinking her eyes, they focus in on Annie, then to the rest of you. You can see, unlike previously, her posture changes. Her back straighter, her shoulders more set, and her hands folding in front of her, looking more dignified than crazed and maddened before. "I suppose I should have trusted you then, in your conviction. If I may ask, whose son, whose brother did I take?"
"Lutric. Mine. Come here."
Standing not too far away.
Yeah.
I thought I was like 50 feet away.
You're about 30 feet away.
Okay.
She will give Annie a slight bow before walking over. Quick long strides before she stands in front of you, Lutric. Raven hair, long and wavy, pale skin, and ruby red eyes that stare up to you. "They are okay. They live. Though not unharmed entirely. Nothing to be concerned about. They will have no long-lasting effects. Well, possibly a few days of tiredness, but besides that, they're fine. Would you want to know what I saw?" As she looks over to Annie, then back to Lutric, with like what you had seen with him.
"Yeah, might help."
She will slowly take in a breath. "For Jonathan, he still ruminates much on his past, his childhood, the things he had done. Though they held no true victim, he still believes that they paint him as the person he is now. For Bren, it is of the understanding of the life he thought he had, and the realization of the things that he truly never understood. He blames himself for the anger he feels. He blames himself for not being willing to accept you from the start. They did not need redemption, nor did they have to live with the consequences they've made. They were, as others I have found, so many, have been genuinely good people. But even good people dwell on their flaws. Do you, Sir Lutric, dwell on yours?"
"Tried not to anymore, but it's only human to do so, I feel."
"That is a good way to think of it. But have you truly been trying to look past them?"
"I'd say I've been trying."
"Have you been trying because it's what you want, or are you trying only because that's what people tell you to?"
"It's in the past, didn't accomplish much."
He will give you a nod, a bow, And then she will kind of slowly walk over and then stand before Allie. Allie, this short woman before you is just going to peer, kind of search your face, tilt her head, then smile and chuckle a little. I guess she was right.
Nettie?
Of course, Nettie. Who else would tell me of a paladin who could bring out the best in others?
Thank you.
She will smile, nod. I'm going to suppose you all would like to go see how your friends are doing, your brother, your son?
Very much so.
She'll nod, turn around, and start heading out from the family crypt, which you will all find standing at the end of the hall. At the first set of double doors is going to be one Clarida Dirgeblaze, who Esmeralda is going to quickly scamper up to and give a hug. And you're going to hear Esmeralda say, "Thank you, Grandmother, for never giving up." And then letting her go and begin heading towards the chapel. As you all begin to pass Clarida Dirgeblaze, she will give you a fist over her heart and a solemn bow. Did I not mention that was Mortimer's wife at any point?
No, you did not.
Oh.
You did not.
Oh, I must slip the mind, I guess.
Explains a lot.
I guess we'll never know.
Little Emma.
That's cool. Just skip details. That's all right.
No one asked. It wasn't it weird that Mortimer seemed to stay in contact with her?
I don't know. Shit. He could just be a weirdo. I don't know.
I don't know their family history. Like, what's it up to me to judge?
One that seems that powerful that persists after their life has stopped. Yeah, no, it made sense for him to keep in contact with them.
Mortimer talks to her, not his wife.
Yeah, but he's not. Pimble / Mortimer has never magically contacted you guys out of the blue for no reason.
Well, I mean, if he knew we were coming to this manor, he obviously would have been like, yeah, hey, listen, if you're there, just, you know, don't kill the guys that I'm sending there.
Who knows? But in time, you guys will venture back down into the sewers. You will not have a good time walking back through. You will also be taking a long way around. Yes.
I'll have a great time.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, why wouldn't Esme let us leave through the front door?
Because. She doesn't travel through the front door. She's a vampire.
That's not... Well, why wouldn't she just take us to the front door? Why do we have to travel through the... Like, after all this, after breaking her curse, she's just gonna be like, yeah, alright, have fun traveling back through the sewers, you smelly rat asshole.
What was that?
Your words, not hers.
Hey, put it that way.
All I'm going to say is that she knows that rat folk live in the sewers, right?
Claretta's good with the sewer? Oh, that's cool.
Oh,
Clara's not going with cool. you.
Well, does everyone else live in the sewers with me too, then? No, I'm saying just real nice of Claretta not to butt in or anything.
No, I want to go back through the sewers just to check on
refuse. Yeah, no, it was
what?
My thought process, too.
Are we ready to get back into session?
I'm ready. I wasn't playing Lethal League Blaze.
Byron, you disappoint me.
You were gone!
You disappoint me.
I can't play Lethal League Blaze instead of going to the bathroom.
Well, if you're gonna shit or piss yourself, you should probably go to the bathroom, Byron.
No, Lethal League Blaze only.
I gotta Lethal League Blaze it up.
So, as you all enter into the sewers following after Esmeralda, soon... After departing, you will find the knocked unconscious Rufus or Refuse, the rat man.
What happened to Rufus?
Esmeralda will kind of just like look to you, then look back to him and then to you. He was getting violent.
Rufus, are you okay? Is he drowning? Is he face down in sewage?
No, he's not face down. He's just unconscious. You will also notice that the gun he had, a little bit from him, definitely has been fired. Not blown up, but there is a huge dent just in an upper area of the pipes, kind of downwards towards where you would originally come from to get to the chapel.
I will pick up and carry refuse the rest of the way.
Okay.
I pocket his gun.
Okay. I'm going to need some constitution saving throws from the people who can breathe the bad air.
Yeah,
All right.
No, I breathe the bad air.
Easy, don't breathe.
Oh, yeah, just hold my breath.
The whole way through this long-ass tunnel. Come on, 15.
21.
Oh, yeah, Otrim's not here.
He is immune to the air. Suddenly.
Where is the metal?
Why? Oh, yeah, he's still fucked up, isn't he? Cool. So Lutric, Boltier, and Otrim both just start vomiting at a certain point because icky bad goop air. So that's fun. You guys are poisoned.
Oh.
Again.
Yeah.
I haven't been poisoned before.
I believe it's disadvantage on attack skill rolls.
Oh, attack rolls.
But yes, is there anything you would like to ask or talk about as you're traveling? Otherwise, hours will pass and you will arrive at the sewer entrance. Huh. Weirdly, by that raft exit from the city. By the bridge.
So, Esmeralda, what will you do now?
You'll see her kind of look back over her shoulder towards you and then kind of like tilt her head and just uncertain.
Can I visit?
You are just going to see her take like a double look back, smile, and just, I suppose. I wouldn't find any issue with it.
What kind of tea do you...
You're going to see her kind of like ponder off for a moment and then look back at you. I don't really like tea. I prefer coffee.
Oh, okay. Both things that end in E, like key. We should probably give this back.
What?
Key. This key we use to get into the goddamn house. The anus key.
What? Certainly. She'll pull out a handkerchief and take it from you, and then hold it out for Allie. You'd like to visit, right?
I would love to. Allie will take it, and I believe cast Prestidigitation on it. And then pocket it.
Well played.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you guys will arrive if no one else has anything else.
The casual sewer walk.
Got it.
Just a casual vomiting sewer walk.
Upon leaving the sewers, your hour of poisoned for those three that are poisoned will begin to count down. And exiting through the water gateway, as it is fairly late in the day now, you guys, by the time you will arrive at Old Nettie's hut, those of you who are poisoned are no longer poisoned. So there's that. It takes a while.
In case we need to fight.
In case. You never know.
I didn't tell you to come this time, Allie. Roll initiative.
But
I'm sorry.
But Esmeralda will have brought you guys to Old Nettie's hut, and she'll just motion to it, and then you'll watch her dissipate into a mist.
That's cool.
Bye.
Well, that could have ended a lot worse.
I knock on the door.
Boltier, before your knuckles can even wrap against the door, it is going to swing open slowly with an eerie creak. Inside, you'll see nothing but the shadows dimly lit by a candle flickering against the walls, and a large, imposing, hunched figure in the far back of the hut. You'll see two gleaming, beady eyes staring at you from under a cowl. Is there something you need, boy?
William! William, are you around?
Boltier, as that engagement with you happens, and you're currently in the state of, you're going to hear some creak of wood above you to, like, your right, and then something is going to fall right past you and slam against the ground, bringing your attention off to the side, where you'll notice what appears to be a raggedy-clothed dwarven man with weird, like, wiry red hair and beard, peg legs, as he just face-planted into the ground, and then you'll watch his head just awkwardly just pull up. Eyes just go in different directions. Is there something you need?
Just wondering if you were around. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you as well. Who's your friend? As his one eye just slowly spins to Boltier.
This is Boltier Sandreaver. He is very talented. He is a duelist and a bread maker.
Hello.
Hi, Boltier. I'm Crazy Willy.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Got any bread?
No, you wouldn't want any of this bread. I have to make a new loaf.
Want a bet?
Boltier, don't bet with him. He's never lost a bet.
There's always a customer, Boltier.
I don't want to have some of the
I ain't asking about that bread, no, am I?
Okay. Annie, with that new fancy bag you got there, do you have the muffins?
I cannot imagine Annie is going to part with one of his muffins.
Is there a muffin in there? Because I'm assuming not.
Hell yeah, there is.
Oh, my muffins!
Tyler, muffins. Whatever was in your equipment previously is currently in that bag.
There is a god, and it's Davis.
Muffin bag.
Where'd you get that muffin? Muffin bun? Why do you want a muffin?
I just wanted to offer him a muffin and not this inedible bread.
Boltier, roll me a perception check.
Okay.
And while you're doing that, Annie will respond with, but he's specifically asking to try your bread to gauge the type of artist you are at bread making.
Boltier will notice that almost instantaneously, it seems that Crazy Willy's off from the ground, now standing behind Boltier, going through his bag. He will then pull out the sad loaf of bread.
But here you go, Boltier, I guess. And I will hand the muffin to Boltier.
So you can have this up. Where?
Boltier, as soon as you appear to look over your shoulder and notice this weird man behind you with your sad loaf, you are going to watch what appears like his jaw unhinge and him eat the rest of that loaf in its entirety.
Jesus Christ, how horrifying.
I would at least wash it down with this.
With what?
It's muffin. At least get the taste out of your mouth.
But it was good.
Not according to my father.
Well,
your father's just trying to bring out the best you can possibly be.
If you want some wisdom from Crazy Old Willy, every person has different tastes. You never know what might be good for one, but bad for another. It's just how I work.
That's good advice.
Crazy Willy has great counsel.
My father was wrong. I'm going to continue making bread.
Well,
Allie walks into the hut.
Jonathan, walk in. Bran.
But
Annie will follow.
Crazy Willy just staring you with his two. You know he's looking at you, but his eyes are still just not engaging.
Well, boy, all I got to say, from Crazy Willy to one Boltier, you try to live by someone else, you fail. Live by what you are, you'll succeed.
That's very kind of you. I really appreciate the advice.
Would you like a cookie?
Nah, I'm all right.
But I hate your bread. You're not going to have one of my cookies.
Wow.
I'll have a cookie if you insist. I'm just not that hungry. But I'll take one if you're offering, I guess.
Without reaching or even seemingly pulling one from anywhere, he'll put out his hand towards you and there will be a cookie in it.
Wait,
a
hand is fast.
Cookie button.
I consume the cookie.
Okay. Roll me a Constitution saving throw.
I have to be the good guy here.
Man.
12.
Okay.
I'm 12.
Boltier, it is a soft, chewy cookie that's warm, almost as if freshly baked, and it's pretty good. Like there is some like savory notes to it with some added like sweet and salty. It kind of reminds you of like a salty caramel cookie. Like, not bad. And Crazy Willy's just then going to peg leg his way into the hut while just saying, it's crickets and boss.
I didn't know it wasn't that bad for crickets and boss.
I mean, you devoured it. It must be pretty good.
It tasted pretty good.
So inside the hut, I'm assuming the rest of the party is also going into the hut.
Yeah, I'm furiously searching for Jonathan and Bren now.
You are going to find, as soon as you enter into the hut, it's almost as if it's actually properly lit in here. A little kind of cluttered, a little messy, but definitely what you would assume for like the hut of like an apothecary. Cages of animals, a bunch of different ingredients and such hanging around. And sitting at the table in the center is currently one very tired, like droggy looking Jonathan and Bren, who are currently having tea with old Nettie, who is, for Boltier, someone you've never met before, you've heard of, but you've never heard them describe her as this mountainous, hunched old crone.
Alondra will walk over and give Nettie a hug.
Oh, girl. Good to see you again. See, you and your companions have returned, and many things have changed.
Yeah, look at my sword.
Your sword? Look at your wings.
These old things.
How big and impressive they've become. They must be able to carry you into many different battles.
Been a lot of walking everywhere, actually.
Good for the legs. I see you have two new companions. And some of your companions have changed.
This is Boltier Sandreaver, and this is Medley.
Ah.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you as well.
So, you know Esme, huh?
Yes.
That's cool. You know what happened?
You cleared her madness. Or you'd be dead.
Yeah, no, I was just, like, curious as to what exactly, like, who exactly made her that way? Or put her in that state of mind?
Put her in the state of mind or made her? Do you ask one or do you ask both?
I guess both.
For one question, I can answer because of friendship with one of you. The other needs to be traded for.
For payment, would you accept a beautiful duet between a protector ASMR and her familiar, glancing at Annie up and down, Scourge ASMR?
That's what mom is! It's not like you've never seen a scourge! That's what mom is!
It's just mom wears... Auntie wears it better.
It's just rude.
Give me a persuasion check with advantage.
Hooray!
Or a muffin. I got muffins.
Persuasion. 18!
Nettie's going to, like, her beady black eyes are going to shift over to Annie, and I live with a baker. Do you think I need muffins?
Just an offer.
Nettie will look back to Allie and give a nod.
I will trade for that.
Okay, and do you have an instrument?
Yeah, I have my hurdy-gurdy.
Oh, nice.
Turn and I had a long talk.
All right.
Also, look at this. Chain. Female.
I thought he was taking his shirt off.
I see.
Just, like, reveal, like, nice pulling it. Thank you. I work hard on it. A lot of time in the desert.
That's very impressive.
So what question do you want answered first, Boltier Sandreaver?
I suppose who put her in that state of mind first?
What put her in that state of mind was herself. To go through death, brutal death, does not leave the mind intact. And for your next?
Who went after her life?
Asking important question. Who went after her life? A simple question, but one that carries with it much weight. You all are seeking a woman by the name Daldi Tahar. But the cult of war in your homelands, Ali and Annie, did not start with her. There was another. They have long since passed and died. But the cult of war has still kept their activities, done things. You see, there is still one yet who lives, who knows what happened, who is present. One who, by all accounts, was not a accomplice by choice. A salesman of elixirs, cure-alls, things like that. A simple man who had much once going for him. Barnabas P. Thumplewilt. A gnomish man, once a good man. Three sisters stood in the way of the rise of war, so they had to die. Sadly for them, Lom and Russ stood in their way, but unknown.
That's Allie, that's who your mom was seeing. I think Christoph was talking about it in his journal. He said that she was going to meet a girl. Remember how I talked about how she was looking for Asmar children? Such of the nature. Now with all this connection to the cult of war, it makes more sense.
Young man, if you are seeking a child, where do you go?
Orphanage.
You have many connections from different times, different people, but they do come back to her, Daldi Tahar. You have a connection to an orphanage, and you have a connection to a merchant. Two different crimes. Can you prove them?
I have to, for Christoph.
Guafsiel's convictions are definitely within you.
He was a friend long before I knew what this power was.
I'm certain he would be glad to hear that.
Thank you. I hope to see him again once I return.
If you are able to free his name, I could show him to you again.
You can?
Yes, I can do much.
I will come to you, and I will have cleared his name on my life as a duelist.
On your life as a faceless?
Yes.
I think we are all much done with solemn endeavors. You can all relax here for tonight. In the morning, you can return to Hagheim. Let us enjoy some peace. Enjoy family.
Would Annie and Allie like to give me performance checks?
Yes.
I will give Allie and Annie both each 10 points each.
So plus 5 to each of them?
Yeah.
I'm also going to give myself a plus 5.
There we go.
22.
And I have a 21.
Okay.
Also, thank you, Byron.
Thank you very much.
You got it.
What kind of song are you two playing?
I would follow Allie's lead.
Allie would start with music that is very slow and somber, that builds up to a very rapid crescendo of emotion and drama that would end with a sweet, soft melody into a lullaby.
Okay.
And when the song is finished, she will look over at Annie and give a very gentle smile.
Okay. Is there anything else any of you would like to do? Bren and Jonathan are definitely in not great states, though by the morning they'll probably have recovered some enough to make it back to the city. It definitely looks like they've had a time.
Which one looks worse of the two?
Jonathan, just by the state of him being there longer.
I will go up to Jonathan and cast Healing Hands on him for 5.
Jonathan,
just join the table.
Okay. Jonathan will give Annie a nod and a smile.
I would probably ask Nettie if there is a way I could speak to her in private.
She will give you a nod. You'll see her get up from the seat she was in, and there will be a trap door under where she is currently seated, and she will open it. And you will watch as it doesn't make sense how her admittedly fairly decently sized frame just seemingly slips past the trapdoor with ease. Lutric, with you sitting down with Jonathan and Bren, Bren weakly is just going to slide over and lean against you and rest his head on your shoulder. Allie, do you go down the trapdoor?
I will.
You will find your way down into almost an exact replica of the room that is above this. Just with a stairway that goes down slightly. It seems that it would be an incredibly steep stairway. That would be incredibly difficult for any person to normally walk up and down. But it seems as if it stretches longer than it should, but ends up being actually quite short. Only like 5 feet in length when you get onto the floor.
You needed to speak with me?
Yes, I would like to speak with you about my mother. Nettie, am I going to have to kill my mom? Because no matter where I look, it looks like I'm going to have to kill my mom. And I'll be honest, I know she's done a lot of bad things, but I haven't really gotten to know my mom too well.
I don't know much about family, admittedly. I never knew who put me into this world. I found old William, and he's been the closest thing I've had to family for a long, long time. But the thing that I know from William is family. Do you really consider her your mother? Yes, she gave birth to you, but she wasn't the one who raised you. She wasn't the one who taught you, who cared for you, who showed you love, who taught you the importance of family. Is she truly the person you look to and call mother?
Is not.
I can understand wanting there to be another way. To want peace. To want to be able to bring her away from whatever drives her. But she made a choice. She was willing to make that choice.
She'll be willing to make it again.
Time can heal all wounds, but time does not stop conviction.
Oh, whoever did put you here, I'm very grateful to them. Allie will hug Nettie.
Nettie will hug Allie back tight.
You are family to me, Nettie. You always will be.
Family isn't always by blood. It is those we find and choose.
And those we'd be willing to lay our lives down for.
Yes. I do have a gift.
You're going to see her pull from the hug, and from below her shawl, she will pull forth what appears to be an entirely golden feather, exactly the same one she had originally pulled from you.
What is this?
This is the purpose for what I wanted from you. I could see things as they were. I could see things as they could be and have become. It is one of the reasons why people come to me. The future. If you truly want your birth mother, Daldi, to find some kind of peace, when the final confrontation begins with her, crush this feather. What is to follow is only for redemption, and it is her choice. Much like with Annie, it has to be something they seek.
What do you see in Annie's future?
I see a man who is held by convictions, not of the past, some not even of the present. I find him bound to a person who pushes him to be better, someone who does not put up with him, someone who sees him for who he can be, not who he was. I see him remembered as a good man. I see him helping, pushing. I see him alongside Darcy Grask for years to come. I see him alongside Adani, Bucky. I see him settling. I see a family.
Thank you, Nettie. If there's anything you need of me, let me know. I would be happy to do it. You're one of the first people in Hagheim to show me true kindness, and I would like to repay you.
You're going to see her contemplate for a moment and then crouch down. Then I will ask one thing of you. Do you know who hides behind the mask?
I do not.
She is going to momentarily look back towards the stairway and is going to disappear. And then she is going to look you in the face again. Do you know who hides behind the Flayer's mask?
Allie will nod.
When the time comes for that, I see much pain. I see much from the past coming forward. I also see one person of your party dying. In time, there are things known as variables that cannot be changed. I fear that this death is one of them, and I have seen it for all of you.
I see.
A choice is coming.
Thank you for all that you do.
You say it is kindness, and I appreciate that you see it as such. Personally, I view what I do, the things I say, as selfish. And you're going to watch as her long, spindly hand gently just runs through your hair, lifts up your head, and just smiles. Because I would not want to see such a beautiful bird die.
I'm grateful that you have the courage to be yourself. I hope that that never escapes you. Honesty is proven time and time again to be our most powerful ally.
I've been around for far too long to try to be someone I'm not. I had time for that. And it is long since passed.
Shall we return to them?
I suppose it is time. You'll turn away the stairway coming back and she'll head upstairs.
Allie will follow.
Anything else any of you have been doing? There will be alcohol provided to the party by these people, these swamp dwellers, so if anyone partakes, I will need a constitution save.
I'm gonna pull Allie aside.
Okay.
Is it that you don't trust the alcohol?
I know.
What?
I know you know.
I know you know I know.
And you know what we have to do.
Continue knowing together.
And you see why I've gotten so close.
I understand.
I know we'll figure this out. At least now I have some help.
I truly believe he does not need protection. It is encouragement.
I know.
And if it helps, it is how I've been day one, before anything was known.
I came here on a whim, check on someone who I thought needed help on behalf of one of my students, somebody I care for. I've grown fond of you all. I would rather die than see any one of you harmed. I know he doesn't need my protection. He's strong enough on his own.
As Boltier says that, Allie, you are going to notice the scales of his armor shift slightly with the conviction of his words.
Allie will squeeze his shoulder. That makes two of us.
We'll just be there as a helping hand.
And we've seen from experience that hands work better in pairs.
Now you're very right. Wouldn't want everyone else having hook hands.
Seems to be good for character development, though.
Yeah, and strange women and cobweb manners, they also help too.
Good to have you here.
And you as well. I don't think without you here, I would have been able to tolerate as much as I have.
I really don't feel like I've contributed too much to the aid, but I take your word for it.
You have a calming presence.
And you an unshakable optimism.
I try.
You succeed. Things will get better. It's the only option we have.
Well, to us as heroes, huh?
Here's to destiny.
Roll me a perception check, you two.
15.
9.
I'm going to do a shot for Boltier. Go ahead.
You dope. Got it. 15.
As well. Two of a kind.
Ellie and Boltier, you both notice a figure off on the trees.
disappears quite quickly.
Hmm. Interesting.
I'm sure he knows too.
He has to. You get to be someone in that position without knowing a ton of things.
Well, let's hope that it's definitely an ally. Because I would hate to have him as an enemy.
I wouldn't want to be a lizard. We should probably get back to them. It'll arouse too much suspicion if we stay out here too long.
Who did you see?
I saw Turinai.
Well, dear, I saw the Lord of Masks.
Now that is interesting. And would explain so much.
Get back to the others.
Okay. Alternate both of them for inspiration.
Ooh, you both can take six.
That's fucking pretty good.
Thank you much.
Other than 1 in 36.
Tips hat. Thanks. Thanks.
Quick maths.
Anything else? Any other talks?
I will drink.
I probably would have broken out a deck of cards. Just start something with everyone.
Okay.
I'll play cards.
Hey, we're out in the swamp. Can I take a step outside and perchance try to hear or see if there is a potluck going on?
Roll me a d20 plus 2.
17.
Okay. And you step out and you feel pulled in a direction. Faint sound off in the distance of a hurdy-gurdy being played, drawing you and directing you. Till again, you find off in the swamp a potluck. People talking, you see new faces. It's in the aftermath of whatever sermon would have happened, but you can tell that there are people enjoying themselves, talking, enjoying one another.
Before I get too far, I'm going to put on the earring and say, hey, I'll be right back, going to a potluck. Bye.
Out of game, did we know that he met one of his date options at the potluck?
I don't think so.
Because I'm pretty sure Allie prompted him on breaking into her house.
Yeah.
And I don't remember where that conversation went exactly, which is my reason for asking quickly.
I think it would have been mentioned that they had went to something, possibly the potluck. I'm not exactly certain, to be honest, at this point. That was months ago.
Yeah. Wasn't it mentioned about how he,
you guys,
a miracle there?
You guys saw Annie break in, invited in, and then we went to the potluck. And after that, it was the following one where I casted the minor miracle.
Okay.
The first time around is when I made the deal with, or is when I woke up drunk and the Ravenger is like, hey, get the fuck out of here before I kill you. Because I woke up drunk in the swamp.
All right, then Allie, quickly, hearing the communication, good luck on your date.
And then I will approach the group.
Yeah, you will immediately, people will take notice of you. They'll give you elated greetings. People, you know, will ask if you want something to eat that they had prepared, something to drink that they brought. You'll be able to hear murmurs of people telling newer people that you were the person who broke the curse on Winley.
Fuck. Now I have a reputation. I will humbly decline their food and drink. Do I see priest lady whose name is escaping me? Hold on one second.
Lilith Willowhurst.
Yep, Willowhurst. Do I see her?
Roll me a perception.
21.
21. You will notice the absence of Lilith and usually the other priestesses, which you would have learned that they are also caretakers at the orphanage, are not present, which includes Winley.
I would ask, where's Lilith and the rest? Just to someone off chance.
They will tell you that Lilith and the other priestesses had a issue a few weeks back where they needed to go to help followers of Turinai on a nearby island.
By chance, do you know the name of said island? Scorch Island or something like that? Ring a bell?
The person you're talking to, human, older gentleman, kind of looks off. Yeah. Gore child.
Out of game.
Bitch.
How you said a couple weeks ago about...
About 16 days ago, if I remember right. It was a big thing. We had to have a big meeting, emergency meeting for the clergy, and Lilith said that it was something they had to do, and that we were to take care of, you know, the potlucks ourselves until she would return.
Who's been doing the sermons?
Just anyone.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
I will begin.
Oh. Lilith did want me to give you something, though. Well, one of us. Whoever you talked to when you got back. I said it was something important. Is going to walk over to, like, where, like, they set down a lot of, like, the stuff they bring. We'll go through and then pull out a small box and hand it to you.
We'll take the box and I will open it.
You will see an exact replica of Othlos's cage and a note on top that just simply says, "You lost this, nephew."
I will close the box and I will put it in the bag of holding. Tap on the earring. We have a really big problem.
What's that?
I'm on my way back and I will begin heading back to the hut.
After Annie would have left and Boltier and I would have gone into the house, Alondra probably would have sat down to get dealt into a hand of cards, and she would have drank the swamp alcohol.
Got it. Roll me a constitution saving throw at disadvantage.
Yes. Before tossing it back, she will look to the table and say, "The last time I drank this, I was flying naked around the trees."
Taylor's having a god complexion right now.
Is anyone else drinking or had been drinking?
Nope.
I would have passed.
I'm so sad now.
What, you didn't realize your evil aunt was running the cult of Turni?
A cult, you say?
Oh, a cult?
Damn those cults.
Man, no, if she was here, I was even going to confront fucking Willowhurst about it. I was going to be like, "Hey, I know you don't talk to Turni."
That I had my hand on my bottle in case you fucked up your perception check. I'm like, no, this drama's gotta happen.
Man.
If only you had confronted her about that a lot sooner, you might have had something interesting happen.
Yeah. Well, after the second one is when I found out about it, and we just didn't really have an orphanage.
Could have beat down your aunt inside of an orphanage. It would have been pretty funny.
Oh, man.
But, Dave, Jesse, is Medley or Asher drinking?
Reluctantly, no.
I have no idea what you said, Jesse, at all.
Reluctantly, I will.
Ah, Constitution is a disadvantage.
Disadvantage, you say?
Disadvantage. What about Medley, Dave?
I said no.
Okay.
Italy doesn't drink unless it's chocolate flavored.
So by the time Annie gets back, Allie, you are pretty deep in the throes of drunkenness. Asher, you are face smashed against the wall, drunk as fuck. Annie's back.
Hi.
Annie. Yeah, she decided to drink, and so did Asher. So
Allie nods her head, not acknowledging that she was just that she decided to drink.
I guess I could have warned you that Allie was drinking, but I figured you probably would have known.
Fine. Just know you can use this against her.
That's a weird thing to say, but okay.
Well, remember when she tripped you and you, like, busted your head open because... Never mind. Don't worry.
I said I was sorry. People make mistakes.
So... There's no good way of putting this. Daldi was running the Cult of Turni.
Interesting.
And I never noticed it.
Did Turni notice it?
I haven't asked him.
I told you she didn't talk to me.
Oh.
That's my bad.
So was she just switching gods now? She's just like, "Oh, well, I really like war. Let's really make a cult about that. Oh, let's make a cult about Turni now."
Is Turni a war god?
No.
No, I just think it was just an opportunity to get people aboard, you know, have a following, and then be like, oh, you know, pull a switcheroo eventually. Maybe. I don't know.
She was using religion to manipulate people? That's real fucked up. I don't know who would do that.
Besides every major religion. Anyways. Sorry, Dave.
Every religion.
Really pulled back the mask on this one.
What? Voltaire, I do not understand what you are trying to say.
I got
check out this cool here. Thing I can do with my mask. And I put it back on. I take it off and I put it back on.
Whoa.
Okay, hold on.
Good for Annie that he hasn't been drinking.
I can do that. Allie will take her helm off, put her helm back on. Red eyes?
Long,
no red eyes.
How long has Boltier had a mask? Because I thought Boltier didn't have a mask.
No, he's had a mask since the beginning.
He's a duelist. One of the mask duelists.
Yeah, he's a duelist. They all have masks.
Oh my god, that's not actually his face.
you're a rat person?
Please.
What?
Please tell me that was actually Asher in-game. That's not his face.
I actually just never realized Boltier had a mask.
Your mask comes off?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Alice, how much have you had to drink of the swamp alcohol? One?
One.
One cup, one bottle.
One swamp alcohol.
Crazy Willy is just going to peek out from like a corner of the room and be, they only come in kegs or cups.
Yep. Trust me, I'm well aware. I've had some.
It's been a minute since I've drank.
Yeah, and no,
just,
I'm not.
That is, no, I'm just saying that that's why it's probably just because it's been a minute, so my tolerance is down. Also, alcohol gets me intoxicated again. Nettie, why does alcohol get me intoxicated again?
Nettie's just gonna look over to you, Alan. Because you don't have your connection to your guardian angel anymore.
Oh, that's sad.
It's like taking a mask off.
But
Nettie,
I'd rather
Voltaire, are you okay?
Nettie is going to look at Voltaire and just, you're being a little heavy-handed, aren't you, friend?
I'd rather have Arno alive than my connection.
What have I missed?
Also,
Voltaire, why are you going on about a mask? Allie, I thought we already knew your connection was severed. It's weird that you don't remember that.
I didn't know about my drinking with my connection.
Fair. Lutric, what's going on?
He's winning at cards.
You have as much of an idea as I do.
Voltaire, why are you being so mask heavy? Heavy-handed looking at Nettie.
I'm just going to keep pulling off my mask and putting it back on.
Why am
Again,
I being
he hasn't been drinking,
one?
So I don't know why he's doing this.
Okay. But anyways, not only... Give me a sec. Got to process stuff.
I'm sorry about your cult.
Thank you.
Turnai's really been growing on me. I like the clovers. They're green.
Yes, they are, Allie. Yes, they are. Boltier, I will break that fucking mask.
Can
but
you?
You've never seen my face.
Anyways, Davis... Can I sit down and use the messenger gloves to try and think about if I've ever seen any of the priestesses ever before in my life?
Yeah. You just going through your memories, because you don't need to use the messenger's glove unless you wanted to show them. But for you, no, you don't know. Like, these priestesses seem unknown to you. You would guess with how Daldi was disguising herself, if it was anyone you've known, they were probably hiding their appearance.
Okay.
Allie is gonna bump, Boltier. Hey, Boltier, guess who I am? You can hide behind a mask, but you can't hide behind an oven, brother.
That's my dad.
You got it! It's your dad!
I hate being the responsible one.
It's nice for a moment. But you've been a lot more responsible recently, kind of.
Okay, I think. Wait,
mask
all right.
Off.
What are you thinking
mask
about?
Off.
Allie, just give me a second.
Okay. What are you thinking about?
I swear to fucking turn I
about breaking gold tooth
I swear to fucking turn I will end you.
That would be sad. Another family member attempt.
Is Boltier still continuously removing his mask on and off?
Yeah. Know. Yes.
That's why I said that's what Annie's thinking about breaking Boltier's mask right now.
If Asher is able to, he's going to go over and hold the mask down on his face.
On my face?
With how shit-faced Asher is, he's going to smother him.
Boltier, are you going to try to stop Asher from doing this?
No, I'm just going to let it happen.
Okay.
He's going to keep his hand on there.
Asher, you are now holding the mask onto Boltier's face.
That's nice.
Looking at Lutric.
I'm going to take his mask.
They didn't start behaving like this until you showed up. I'm be honest.
Here, Asher, let's switch.
And then I'm going to hand him the mask. Fucking pin drop in the goddamn swamp hut.
Can I see yours?
What?
It's got to be in that bag, right? Here, look. I'll put mine on the table. Here you go.
Yeah, I'm going to grab his mask and put it back on his face.
All right, maybe another time.
He's a you-can't-negotiate-with-me kind of drunk.
Yeah, have you heard his stance about flying?
I fly.
I know you can.
Can you fly?
I don't think so. But haven't you have tried.
Fiery wings.
Can you make me an Asmar? That'd be pretty cool. We could be Asmar buddies.
You'd be a short Asmar.
See, mine was just breaking chains bound to my family. Yours would be completely changing your race and identity. I think that is two different things.
Pretty cool.
Boltier, are you sure you haven't drank?
I haven't drunk anything.
Insight check.
roll insight.
Chat. I'm gonna be at 19. When I'm able to, I'm gonna be at a bar.
You would have disadvantage on that, friend.
Insight check. 19.
19. Well, Allie, he hasn't been drinking. What else has he been doing?
If you haven't been drinking, why are you so weird? Are you on the drugs? That's pretty hypocritical.
Wait, no, Boltier, is this
drugs are bad.
Boltier, drugs are bad. Part of the stuff you can't tell us about.
No, not really.
Okay, then would you mind sharing with the class?
Oh no, I just wanted to see Asher's mask.
Allie puts her hand up.
Allie.
Yes, Allie.
Are we actually in class?
No.
Because if we were in class, it'd be like the old days. Takes out Annie's spine. I got your back.
Well, if we're in class, that must mean I'm the teacher, right? Okay, let me stand at the front. All right, today we're going to learn proper swinging techniques.
Boltier, why have you been obsessed about this mask thing right now?
I just want to see his mask.
Why, though?
Because he hasn't worn it once.
There's probably a reason for that.
Well, it's not like he tells me anything.
Same! So Asher? Are you sober enough to tell us why you haven't put on your mask?
Asher's still going to be focused on holding that mask down in this space.
Also, how are these masks designed? Is there air holes and stuff for them to breathe?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm just thinking of Asher's trying to smother Boltier with a mask.
Why do you want it on Boltier's face, Asher?
I'm taking it off.
He's got a point. I did take it off.
Multiple times. Why? Why do you keep taking on off your mask?
Do duelists have to always wear their masks?
Eh. I mean, I guess it depends on the situation.
Boltier, why are you acting weird?
Nothing. I just, confused, really.
Okay, what are you confused about?
Stuff and things.
People just have different tastes in bread.
Yeah, I mean, like, I really do want to get better at making bread, and honestly, I'd like to know what this whole hero thing is about, and a bunch of other things. Oh, and then, you know, of course I've got Kristoff on the mind, because, you know, I have to help him. Still, I mean, yes, he's moved on, but it's not like I cleared his name or anything. And I kind of do want to see him again before I die and go back to the wheel.
Well, dear, a hero is not defined by their size of themselves, but the size of their actions.
Oh my god.
I mean, she's right.
Yeah.
So, about the wing buddies. Can I be one?
The what?
Is it because you guys have wings?
Actually, yeah. I haven't tried it yet. Oh boy. This is gonna set this place on fire.
Are you gonna fly? Because if you fly, we should race.
Ali, you know what Mom said. Don't drink and fly.
I'm pretty sure Mom said was, do not show anyone your wings as you will be hunted.
Yeah.
But it's similar.
It falls under that category. Also, you've done a very poor job about not showing anyone your wings.
I think you're just jealous that I'd win in a flight race contest. Also, have you seen the size of these things? They are so hard to hide. Also, no one's noticed.
Ali, I literally think everyone in Hagheim has noticed.
They just think it's a weird costume. No one's actually seen me fly.
So, wing
buddies. I'm gonna step outside.
I'm gonna follow him outside. Going through
okay.
Just so I don't set
these. Put my cards. We're done with this then.
I mean, I haven't been playing. So.
But I was gonna win. Oh.
Great. Now you've made both your set. Taking a couple steps away from the hut, I'm gonna try to, like, wings. I don't know.
Wings on!
Now, I'm going to ask this, and I'm going to be quite specific about this. Tyler, is Annie trying to do wings on, or is he trying to use his ability known as Radiant Consumption?
Wings on, and if that doesn't work, Radiant Consumption!
Okay, roll me a D100.
We'll go Annie Wings.
59.
Oh, so close.
10 to away. What? To 49? That's a weird number.
Yeah.
60.
That's one away, silly duck.
Annie, you are going to feel an intense burning in your back. It is going to feel as if something is trying to split your back open. And before it can really get anywhere, you are going to collapse on the ground in pain. Didn't work.
Oh no! Allie is gonna put her hands on Annie's back. It's okay. It really hurt when mine first grew in too.
When what grew in?
My wings.
That's cool. I'm just against the door.
You know I did have skeletal wings, right?
Where are they?
I think they're gone.
Where?
Being the reasonable one. Ali, can you just, like, step back quite a bit? Like, 30 feet?
Okay. I will step back 10 feet.
Radiant Consumption.
Okay. Radiant Consumption. You unleash the divine energy within yourself, causing a searing light to radiate, pour out of your eyes, mouth, and threaten to char your body. Your halo of red flame peers, and wings of fire sprout from your back. Intense, white, radiant flames begin to pour off of your body. You are also going to be taking 2 points of radiant damage every 6 seconds for the next minute. That will knock you unconscious if you don't end it earlier.
After it happened, I would almost drop it.
Okay.
Instantly.
Ali will take off flying, thinking it is a race.
Got it.
As that were the parameters.
Annie, suddenly Ali just lifts off from the ground and is just flying into the dead of night.
Ali, get back here. Ring of communication.
I'm not racing you. Okay. We'll come back.
It was extremely painful.
Yeah, it really hurt when mine grew in too.
I swear to God.
This conversation again. So about wing buddies?
Yes.
Boltier, how do you plan on us making you an Azamar?
I don't know.
Boltier, I'm
standing right next to you.
Wings are something that are given to you. They have to be earned. Maybe you've earned them. Try to grow your wings, but it will hurt a lot.
Okay, Boltier's going to try really hard to do exactly what Ali said and try to grow wings magically.
Boltier, roll me a D100.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shit!
84.
Ooh.
You are going to feel your armor, the scales of this dragon, shift. And then you are going to watch as a set of black and green dragon wings are going to sprout from your back, from the armor itself.
Wing buddies!
Wing buddies! Allie, hold up her hand for Boltier and for Annie. Ludric, wing buddies?
I'd still be inside.
Allie will throw the door open. Ludric, wing buddies?
I'm good.
Okay.
Crystal wings.
And he will put up his hand just because there's no way she is going to go through everyone in the party until there is a third. And he will be killed. Whatever.
Nice.
Nice. She was right. I just needed to earn them.
That's right. Your wings look spooky, though. Annie, your wings look beautiful.
Thank you. It felt like it was burning the flesh off my back.
I think Dad would be proud.
Voltier?
I know Adler would be.
Bothreth's embrace has entered its awakened state.
Oh, boy.
You now have dragon wings for 10 minutes.
Oh, cool.
That's it. It's a one and done. Use them well.
Once per long rest.
Okay.
Long race?
Let's do it.
All right. Allie, don't drink and fly.
No. It's all right. You'll know where I am. Allie casts the light on her.
That is such a bad call.
What color is the light?
It is green.
Allie, please stop.
Are you going to race too? You seem much faster.
No.
Annie, would you like to do it again?
My consumption or try growing rings?
Well, roll me another D100.
Davis wants Annie to fly. 17.
Huh.
Congratulations, you die from the pain.
I
get wings.
Did not expect this result. Annie, I'm going to need a constitution saving throw from you.
God damn it.
I'm flying through the sky, look at me. I'm a rattling, but I'm also a dragon.
17.
Nice.
Hey, lucky number.
Don't worry. Neddy said you'd live a long, healthy life.
It's what she saw.
It's fine.
Definitely subject to change.
Activating independent variable.
Activating wing buddies.
Oh.
Go, go, dragon wings. Whee!
Hey there, buddy.
You know how fucking spoopy that would be to, like, common peasants if, like, my wings are actually just made of fire? They just see coming down at them what they would assume an angel would be with fiery wings? Ugh, do some Old Testament bullshit.
I mean, like, a rattling just coming at you full speed, flying with dragon wings is kind of, like, weird, too.
The baby dragon!
It's a baby dragon!
Oh, no, mom's nearby. It's actually in our town.
Annie, you have gained the feat Angelic Wings.
That's weird.
As you are going to watch as Annie's back begins to rip open, and a set of bright copper red feathered wings sprout out.
I'm assuming that's extremely painful.
Oh yeah, you go unconscious.
Oh, I told him it would hurt.
Didn't hurt me.
Allie will kind of stumble over and cast Cure Wounds on Annie.
Okay.
Splash!
17? Holy shit.
It's just body horror day for Annie, isn't it?
Yeah! Boy, Annie's never really had wings.
Nope.
Allie, how do I use them?
What do you mean how you use them? You just flap them.
Like this, and I'm gonna fly.
It's a good day for a race.
It's nighttime.
Does Boltier actually just fly off?
Yeah.
Okay, I was holding on to his mask on his face, so I'm probably gonna fall over.
No, it's called Give Me an Athletics Check.
Okay. A disadvantage.
Yeah.
We are not going to accomplish
anything. Wait, did Asher just follow Bolty outside, still holding the mask onto his face while all this was going on?
15.
Boltier, you are currently carrying a passenger as you fly into the sky. Asher, if you're scared of heights, this is a bad time. If you're not, this is still a bad time. You're really drunk.
You just like shrug your shoulders, you know, and then put that energy on your back.
I'm gonna help him by, I guess, trying to hold under his arms to carry him while I'm flying instead of him holding onto my freaking head.
Well, since he's kind of behind you.
Oh, he's behind me now?
Yeah, he hasn't been standing in front of you holding your mask on. He's been behind you.
Like this.
Yeah, he's holding it down.
Well, at least you're strong enough to hold him, maybe.
Asher, how are you feeling about this? What's going on for you, bud?
Woozy.
Woozy. I will take the advice Allie has given me and try to flap my wings.
Are you ready, Annie? Are you ready for the race? Because Boltier is way getting ahead.
No, I'm standing at the starting line. I'm flying over the starting line, rather.
Okay.
You guys go do a test one.
No, you gotta be in it, yo. You gotta be in it to win it.
We're wing buddies.
I wouldn't even assume I'm off the ground at this point, just trying to...
Allie will touch the wings. Are they made like copper? That does not seem very
good.
They
are made of copper.
For the flight. How you fly with this? Wow, these are going to be way harder to hide than mine. No one's going to think this is a costume at all.
Warforged cosplay.
So, do you got like just flap really hard? Maybe you should try jumping.
I will jump.
Okay, yeah, you can jump.
Maybe it's like a muscle.
Don't work. Train it. Probably, I don't know. Never had wings.
Maybe you should. And you should try believing in yourself, like I believe in you.
I believe in you, Annie. We're wing buddies.
Got this. The family that flies together cries together.
I will begin very heavily focused on trying to fly.
Roll me a D100.
Oh, God. This is probably going to be extremely painful.
I'm going to perform aerial ballet with Asher.
49.
Annie, it takes a while, but you're starting to kind of get a grip of this. You're getting off the ground. You definitely aren't going to be as deft as weird Boltier currently is, or Allie anytime soon, probably, but you can at least fly now.
You got this.
I will flap a little bit, like a couple inches off the ground. I will land. All right, now how do I put these things away?
So you just kind of I'll go over and start to close them a little bit. You just keep them closed, and that's your life now.
Sounds horrible.
Sometimes some guy will be like, "You're not keeping your wings out," but it's just Dad. He cares about you.
Aerial ballet.
Sometimes this other guy will be like,
"Asher, give me another athletics check with a disadvantage."
Sometimes people be like, "You ain't keep your wings hid," but it's just your cousin. He loves you, so it's
18. Okay.
Great. So 10 minutes have passed as Boltier is still just doing aerial ballet. You two, Allie and Annie, will hear a splash in water as Asher, thankfully, you're able to hold on to Boltier. But Boltier kind of, as a comet, begins to re-enter the Earth's gravity and slams into a pond. Thankfully, since it's water, you don't take damage as you weren't super high up.
Quick, let's go help them.
But you all got swamp water in your mouth now.
Let's go help them, Annie. Wing buddies, and Allie will fly over to the pond to help them.
Also, Annie, you do have metallic wings. Using a reaction, you can add your proficiency bonus to your AC against a melee or ranged attack. Weapon.
Oh,
attack.
It's like a shield.
Yup.
That's pretty badass.
He's like a falcon.
Yeah! And then all the other stuff up above it, too.
Yep. It can be done up to a number of proficiency bonus times a day.
Honestly, the swamp water is probably like a refreshing comparatively to the shit we had to walk through and the vomit that I had to constantly taste.
Probably not by much. Constantly.
It's probably pretty sobering to somebody.
I mean, he fell pretty far down.
I will do my best to try to flap over.
Yeah, you're able to get on over.
Look, I'm flying, Allie.
It's definitely a different sensation than walking.
I'm so proud of you. I knew you could do it. This is just step one of all the things you can do. Now that you have wings, you'll be able to make all kinds of friends. Friends that go, hey, look at that guy with the weird metal wings. That will be the great conversation starter.
Well, thanks for helping me.
Also, your skeleton that we have is inaccurate now because there's no skeleton wings on it, which is kind of weird.
Is it?
Yeah, you used to have skeleton wings, remember?
Well, that's when I did my necrotic shroud. Yeah, I would sprout skeletal wings.
Wouldn't they be metal when you did that now? Well, before?
Well, that's what I'm curious about. I don't want to do it again because it was extremely painful. And bright.
And also you can't.
And I can't. But, like, wouldn't it be, like, really cool if, like, I had these metal wings and then when I do that, there's, like, fire wings too, and it's, like, got two sets of wings.
Also, as Annie is gestating as he talks, his wings are doing the same thing.
If you have fire wings, wouldn't it melt your metal wings?
I don't know.
Only if the fire was hot enough to melt the metal, because you have to be really hot.
Sorry, I haven't measured the temperature of which my wings burn.
I definitely hope that we don't have to.
Same.
Probably get some sleep, Allie.
I think we all need sleep. Oh boy, this is going to be horrible to try to sleep.
Allie comes over and starts looking at the base of Annie's wings. Did they rip his super cool new clothes?
Nope.
Whoa.
It seemed as if his clothes changed to fit the wings that grew.
I lost my favorite top when my wings came in. I'm so jealous.
Are you saying this as Allie?
Yes.
Maybe my deity just likes me better.
Yeah, maybe.
There is going to be a cackling laugh coming from the woods. And it is definitely Turin. I just fucking busting a laugh just hearing that.
Allie will pat Annie on the shoulder. We'll see whose deity loves him more when one of us is a lizard. She heads back to the swamp hut.
It only gets louder after that.
I will head back to the hut.
Introducing it for the first time in the swamp hut, Annie, as a wing buddy.
My wings are back in the armor.
I just love how now there's a subgroup within the group known as Wing Buddies.
The Crimson Chimera's air division.
Oh, God.
Upper wings, Crimson Chimera.
Fuck, why did we do this? There's going to be at some point a stupid comment on, is it a bird? Is it a play?
No, it's just Boltier.
It's just Boltier, Allie, and Annie. Oh. That's less cool. However, aerial sneak attack.
But
I'm not sure you're going to be sneaking up on me.
Bitch bet.
But you all will find places to rest in the hut. When morning comes, you will be awakened, given some swamp breakfast, which is grubs and mushrooms.
Allie would have told Annie that the secret to sleeping with the wings is to strip down and then lay on your side.
Why do I have to be naked to do that?
It's just natural. It helps more.
I'm going to leave my clothes on and lay on my side.
You're not going to sleep well.
You don't know that.
I know it. I will quietly whisper, wing buddies.
Wing buddies.
Good night, Allie. And then we're awake and we have swamp breakfast.
Yep. Swamp breakfast. Asher, you have a horrible, horrible headache. You do not remember much of last night. You still taste swamp water in your mouth. Allie, you're doing okay. It's a normal drunken headache, but a few hours will be gone.
It's been a while since I drank such strong liquor.
I want to try something.
Yeah?
Without any, with character knowledge and all this, if Lester Restoration would help with hangover / drunkenness.
It could. It definitely helps certain statuses of people.
And with character knowledge, it's like, it's just maybe, right?
Yeah, it's a maybe. You never done.
I will cast Lesteration on myself. See if that helps.
I have to look up the exact wording for that.
Ah, yes, Brennan.
Lesteration. Restoration. Restoration 2. Well, action 1. Action. Range touch.
I would say that for poisoned, it would. Yeah.
You touch a creature and can end either one disease or one condition afflicting it. The condition can be blind, deafened, paralyzed, or poisoned.
Yes, and he agreed with you. We didn't have to get the full definition.
It's not for you. It's not for you people who can see the text.
Yeah, they can Google it.
Yeah. Interactive, right?
Yeah, do some work.
You'll cast Lesser Restoration on yourself and you will feel better, but the thing that does not change is still a headache, only because you sweat out a lot of electrolytes and you're imbalanced.
Exactly. Bringing in my knowledge. Yes. Here's some water.
Here's some water. Want some Gatorade?
Gatorade.
That's what plants crave.
I love Idiocracy. Oh, man.
It's got electrolytes.
It's got electrolytes. It really helps the plants.
But after breakfast, you all will start heading off towards Hagheim, unless you have anything else to say or something like that.
No, I'm just going to kind of stick close to John and Bryn, my two new dudes.
As we're walking, reach in, pull out the box, and hand it to Allie.
What is this? A present? No. Allie opens the box and looks in.
You'll see an exact replica of the Cage of Osthos and a note that says, "You lost this, nephew."
Looking back to Annie, this is a horrible present for anyone.
This was not a present.
To you?
Allie, it wasn't a present to you.
No, was it not a present to you?
I don't know. Probably.
Well, we wing buddies have to look out for each other, so you know.
Boltier, you're still on my shit list after last night.
What, wing buddies?
What do you do?
What do you?
I just wanted to know why you were so obsessed with mass last night.
I was just trying to see Asher's mask, that's all.
Asher, you remember Boltier repeatedly taking off and on his mask, and then you had to hold it down so he'd stop it.
Why do you want to see his mask?
I want to see, because it should look different than mine, at least from what I've been told.
Asher, do you want Boltier to see what your mask looks like?
Asher's going to pull out his mask. Show it to him.
You'll see a standard copper duelist mask.
Can I try it on?
No.
Oh, okay. Cool. That's why we ask, and we don't just do things. All right. Thanks. I just curious.
Which is, their masks are different by design. Voltier's is a silver mask.
What does the different grade of metal mean?
Oh, no, my mask is just because I'm a faceless.
And what is that differently from what Asher is?
Because two separate factions among duelists.
Okay. You guys just specialize in different things?
One kind of upholds the old moral upstanding code, and the other one is kind of more about achieving fame and fortune.
And which one is the faceless one?
I don't know, something anonymous, probably.
I meant holding up old virtues or fame.
Oh.
It's the silver one, right?
Yes. The silver one is for the faceless. And it is the one that follows the old code. Protect the weak, protect those who cannot protect themselves.
So, Asher, you follow the new code?
Yes, yeah, I'm going to guess. Would you like Asher to do a history check to see if he knows of the faceless?
I mean, besides from what I've heard. Sure, I'll be 12.
12? It is... But yes, Jesse, the faceless, to Asher's knowledge, is a small faction within the duelists who uphold the old order's code, and is a very secretive group who often find themselves at odds with the majority of the duelists because they don't pursue fame.
So Asher, you're part of the new group?
By his mask, yeah, probably.
Well, I assume that since both you are in our group and have worked together fairly well, that the order of the duelists are probably united, and the split was something that was voted decided upon, and the new group and the old group continue to work. They just have different goals.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
And there's nothing wrong with wanting to be remembered or famous.
It's your reason. It's your choice. Whoever you want to be is who you are.
It's definitely something that I align myself with.
I feel like for the end of this, I don't think Asher will choose that path anymore anyway.
Oh, how do you feel about that, Asher? Do you think that you will swap the divisions, splinters? Is that something that most duelists do? I guess the only thing I've really known about duelists is that they're ready to help out with a fight.
Jesse, what are you thinking?
Well, in and out of character, I wasn't expecting that to come up at all. And catches us both kind of off guard.
Cool. You know what that means? That's where we're ending session. We'll get back to this next week.
Now!
Allie stabs Asher.
Tell me now!
Give me the answers!
You got 3 seconds to figure it out! She starts chanting an incantation.
Is it charm person?